For the first time, Charlotte smiled, and a little of the tension she had brought with her seemed to slip away.
"It's an interesting case. Maybe you'll be forced to apply reason this time, rather than science."
"Or both."
She tilted her head in smiling acquiescence.
"Or both."
The waitress brought the slate menu to the table and placed it on a chair.
"The special today is roasted monkfish," she said,
and drifted off, leaving them to make their choice. Charlotte ran her eye over the long list of choices.
"Where am I staying?"
"Killian's study is in an annex to the house. I have a room above it."
"Just the one bed?"
He looked at her.
"Is that a problem?"
"I suppose not. I won't be staying long."
He nodded toward her overnight bag on the floor next to the table.
"I gathered that."
He hesitated.
"Do you want to tell me why you're here?"
She shook her head.
"No. There'll be time for that."
The tension had returned.
"I think I'll go for the special."
The afternoon sunlight was mellow as it slanted across the ocean from the southwest, losing its strength now, admitting defeat finally to the flow of cold air being dragged by an anticyclone straight down from the Arctic. Charlotte gazed from the window of Enzo's jeep across flat, fallow fields and trees shedding their leaves.
"How do people pass their time in a place like this?"
"Like people pass their time anywhere, at home or at work, as you do. You might live in Paris, but you hardly ever set foot over the door."
She turned a cold look toward him.
"Meaning?"
"Meaning you hardly ever set foot over your door. You live, work, eat, sleep, all in the same place. You might as well live on the moon for all the difference it would make."
"Except that moon people are notoriously well-balanced, and hardly ever need a therapist."
Enzo grinned. This was more like the old Charlotte.
"Well, that's true. I suppose you need to live in a place like Paris to keep your practice supplied with paranoids and psychotics."
"Oh, I'm sure there are quite a few in a place like this as well."
"Yes, but probably not enough to keep you in business."
At the end of a long, straight stretch, the road dipped down toward the beach at Port Mellite, and Enzo drew his jeep in under the trees. Charlotte got out and walked past the stone benches to look down over the crescent of sand. The breeze from the sea blew her hair back from her face, and Enzo saw her fine, sculpted cheekbones, the line of her jaw, the slightly quizzical upturn of her lips. And he remembered why he had first found her so attractive.
"It's a beautiful spot."
She turned and looked toward the white Killian cottage with its blue shutters.
"Is that it?"
He nodded.
"Yes."
"Then I suppose it would be only polite to introduce me to Madame Killian before you go dragging me off to your bedroom. You go drag